Okay, one, there's two questions. One, inclining the mind toward happiness, joy, lightness, exhilaration, the good, sometimes feels a bit Pollyanna-ish. What about all the wars, refugees, my job, illness, pain, etc.? Aren't these also the way things are? Unpleasant, dark, and negative? Yeah. But it's you make a choice what you pay attention to. You know, if you want to focus on all of the, even in the Buddhist time, it was all sorts of, wars, illness, pain, probably even more in your face than today. And the Buddha in particular, being from the warrior caste, he wasn't sheltered from that reality. But you make a choice what you pay attention to, because you want to take responsibility for the result that arises. You can make it a bit Pollyanna-ish, in the sense of, I think trying to prop it up and blot out the negative is maybe the Pollyanna-ish way. Whereas if one recognizes, there's the dark and the light, and do I want to dwell in darkness or dwell in the light? There's pain and there is well-being. Do I want to dwell in pain or in well-being? It's not a negating the downside of things, but it's actually sometimes that reflection on the and that's actually something that the Buddha talked about as a structure for investigation, in that paying attention to directing attention to the drawback or the painful aspect of things, paying attention to the benefit or the positive side of things, and paying attention to the way out or the escape from both of those things, and that's in. Throughout the suttas, the Buddha used many different templates as doorways to liberation. So that Four Noble Truths is the most common one. Dependent origination is another one. and the contemplation of the of the drawback, the benefit, the way out, is another. So that's in terms of, say, of our experience, feeling, thought, the world. We can, when we understand those things in their true nature, then we have a doorway to liberation. So that we make skillful choices in terms of what is it that supports our own aspiration and clarity of mind.